Good afternoon. Just another update from me. I probably should have done an introduction really beforehand, but I decided to go straight in and use audio boo for a drugs warrant. I probably should have done an introduction, but anyway, that's in the past now. But just a quick crime update for South End Borough. A couple of things of note, really. Over the past few weeks, months or so, there's been an issue over Shoebury and South Church Thorpe Bay area with vehicles being broken into. A number of these have been caused where people have inadvertently left their vehicles unlocked, which makes it very, very easy for suspects to get into the vehicles, and also makes it quite difficult from our point of view to obtain forensic evidence to try and identify who's actually responsible. So all I'd ask is that if you use a remote key fob to lock your vehicle, by all means do that, but then just go around and check the doors, which takes literally seconds, because some victims have said, yes, I did this, I did lock it as far as I was aware. Obviously then the vehicle has then been broken into. So if you'd use a remote fob, just please make sure that you do actually check the doors afterwards. And obviously goes without saying, make sure any loose items of value, or loose items generally, are not on display. They're taken out of the car. Things like, you know, laptop computers, bags, sat navs. If you have a sat nav bracket on your window, take it off, rub the suction mark off, and put the and you know, put the bracket away. It, you know, again, takes seconds. But it, you know, it could save your vehicle being broken into. And the other thing, just of note at the moment as well, seems to be a bit of a pattern in the Westcliff area. In the last few days and last weekend, there's been a number of shops and commercial premises, an office, and so on, in Hamlet Court Road that have been broken into overnight. Again, we don't know any suspect details at the moment. An entry seems to be where windows are being smashed, but this is happening overnight. So if you've got any information that might be able to help with, you know, be able to help with those investigations, then obviously I'd be very grateful to hear that. And the best way to let us know about things like that is through the 101 Essex Police non-emergency telephone number. Thanks very much.